Well, now in our high school highlights program, going to head up to Southwest Livingston and talk with Dana Hansen in the Southwest Livingston Wildcat Boys, are the CLAA co-conference champions. And Dana, congratulations on a share of that conference championship.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Well, it didn't come easy. You had to beat a good Hale team on Wednesday night, and I guess that was a game where it was at your place. Hale led a good part of the game, but your guys kind of turned it on down the stretch and got the nice win.
Right, yeah. Hale's a good ball club. They have a lot of people that can score and have a lot of good athletes. And we played them the week before in the conference tournament and had a close game with them. And it was a lower scoring game, 44-41. And then they came to our place, and first quarter was very close. We were up 11-9, and then Hale pretty much owned the second quarter and took a six-point lead in halftime. Our third quarter, we got down by 10 at one point. We were able to get scratch back and get within six going into the fourth quarter. And in our defense, I kept encouraging my guys that we had to put more pressure on the ball, and they did. And after a steal by Mac Anderson where he dunked it on the other end, kind of fired everybody up, I think. So we were able to go down the stretch and hit free throws when we needed to, and we outscored Hale in the fourth quarter 27-13.
And Dana, I understand that a sophomore, Owen Aish, had a big night. Heard he hit some big shots from the outside for you.
Yes, he did. He had his best game. He's kind of one of those kids where you think it's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen. Prior to that game against Hale, the most he'd scored in a game was seven. But he was on fire and really kept us within striking distance of Hale throughout the game. He finished with 16, and he had four three-pointers. And without him, it would have been a different story.
And you've had a chance this year, Dana, to coach Mac Anderson. We've heard a lot of talk about Mac, both in football and basketball. I'm sure we'll hear more in track and baseball. But what's it been like coaching an athlete like that?
Well, when I was asked to come over to coach, I knew they had some good kids there. But obviously, Mac Anderson is a special athlete. And I thought, when would I ever get another chance to coach someone who is gifted as he is? And not that my other players aren't gifted, but he's a special athlete and a good kid, and he has really excelled at anything he does. So, my hat's off to him, and it's been fun watching him play.
We talked about Mac. We talked about Owen. Who are some of the other players on your Southwest Livingston boys team that played well this week, played well in the conference tournament?
Well, actually, our second-leading scorer and our point guard, Chase Neptune, is done an excellent job this season. He's very quick and very agile, and he's looks quick, and he's actually quicker than he looks. So he's been able to score around 15 or 16 points a night for us, and handle the ball and put a lot of pressure on other teams defensively, and shoots the ball well from three-point land. And then we have another player who, again, is kind of like an Owen Esch. I'm waiting for him to break out. He's had a couple of double-digit games, but that's Patrick Warren, a very athletic young man, and he is a strong rebounder. If it wasn't for Mac sharing the ball so much, he'd probably be our lead assist guy. He does a great job on both ends of the floor, and he's learning the game as he goes, and he's getting stronger throughout the year.
Well, you win the CLAA conference tournament last week, so your conference tournament champs, also regular season co-champs, and head into the district in Norbert next week. You're the number one seed.
Yeah, we're happy to have that number one seed, but Oric is a good squad, and we played them way back in our first game of the year, and played them there, and we were able to come out with a win, and right now that's probably the deciding factor of who got the first seed.